Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor Stephen Moore from the Horton Baptist Church in Waverly. He's the guest of the Senator from Buchanan, Senator Johnson. After the prayer, please remain standing for the singing of the National Anthem by Matthew Herdlicka. He's a guest of the Senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair. Following the National Anthem, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by William, Caroline, and Alexander Jong, the children of Senator Johnson's clerk, Jennifer Jong.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. It is with genuine gratitude that I thank you for your work today and this entire legislative session for your work in these chambers. You represent the hand of God. As Paul told the Romans, there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. For this reason, the Apostle Paul also urges Christians to pray for kings and for all who are in authority. With that in mind, let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace today to entreat your favor upon these elected leaders. May you grant them the strength, the wisdom, and the courage to faithfully discharge their office. May you guide them and guard them as they serve the laws of this great land and the peoples of this great state. May their character be true. May their dealings be just in the eyes of the Holy One. And may you bless and reward them and their families for their willing and selfless service. May they know and emulate the pattern of our great Savior, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. And it is in his name we pray. Amen.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job, guys.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? There is business in the well. The secretary will read.
House has on April 16, 2019, passed the following bill. Senate File 265, a bill for an act providing the sale of certain mushrooms and farmers markets providing an effective date. Senate File 303, a bill for an act providing the placement of person's driver's license non-operator's identification card on the person's 21st birthday anniversary. Senate File 319, a bill for an acronym, Peace Officer, Todd Peace Officer, who provides steer highway driving instruction. House Senate File 188, a bill for an acronym, prohibiting a governing body of a public college or university from adopting and enforcing any policy or rule that prohibits a person carrying, transporting, possessing a dangerous weapon, producing a non-projectile high-voltage pulse designed to immobilize a person in the building or on the grounds of such college or university. Senate File 302, a bill for an acronym, motor vehicles operated by automatic driver system, making penalties applicable. Senate File 563, a bill for an act relating to pharmacy benefit managers, information related management, prescription drug benefits, clinic public divisions. Senate File 609, a bill for an act relating to making appropriations related to statutory changes involving state government entities involving agriculture, natural resources, and environmental protection. House File 537, a bill for an act relating to imposition of certain fees on public utilities for the use of public right-of-ways. House File 749, a bill for an act relating to snowmobile user permits and registration fees. House File 750. The bill for an act relating to powers and duties of the Department of Agriculture and Stewardship by changing the Weather Bureau modifying provisions applicable to demonstration projects promoting alternative fuels, transferring certain code sections for the use of certain appropriate means for surface water quality, and limiting certain watershed demonstration pilot projects.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Johnson, Senator Kinney, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Please join the Iowa Rivers Revival today from 1 to 3 p.m. in the Capitol Rotunda. Come enjoy a delicious popcorn bar and learn how the Iowa River Revival is helping Iowans protect and restore enjoying our rivers. Thank you.
For what purpose does the senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm much better looking and more tall than President Rosenboom. I would like to welcome a family here today, so I would like you guys just to come over here and stand. Thanks to Jerry for bending the rules a little bit for us. As you remember, a couple weeks ago, Senator Capuchin introduced to us the Prudential Spirit Award winner. I have the pleasure of introducing Samuel Sexy, who is the second of Iowa's two nominees. Samuel is an emergency medical technician on the Humboldt County EMT in Lawrence. He has been named to the top high school level volunteer in the state of Iowa by the Prudential Spirit of the Community Award for 2019. He is in contention for one of the 10 top spots to be named to the nation's top 10 volunteers. EMS has been a part of Samuel's life for as long as he can remember. His father, Mike, has been an active EMT for over 30 years. It was no question that as soon as he turned 17, which is the youngest age that we were allowed to become an EMT in the state of Iowa, Samuel would register for the first class available or course available to begin his process of becoming a certified EMT. He was the youngest in his class and as well as the youngest in the ambulance service of 33 people. Since completion of his course in May of 2018, he's responded to close to 350 emergency calls in the ambulance. He has even had to transport classmates and school faculty to the emergency room. I would make sure that was one of the teachers that we liked. He is currently a senior at Humboldt High School and has received permission from his principal to be on call during some school days. During one of these days, he usually wears his uniform and pager to school and leaves the class to respond to those calls when needed and then returns to class after his work is done. Samuel has volunteered hundreds of hours of his time over the last year and a half. He has a strong desire to help others and willing to make the necessary sacrifices. He says that the feeling of being able to help someone of the scariest and hopeless times of their life is extremely rewarding, and that his decision to become an EMT was one of the best and most gratifying decisions of his life. We also welcome his sister, Maria. She is also an EMT. His dad, Mike, is an EMT, and the only one that hasn't got the certificate yet is his mom, Charisse. Please join me in welcoming to the State Senate Samuel Sexy for his admirable volunteer service.
Seeing no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus in room 24.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus at the conclusion of Ways and Means Committee, and I move the Senate recess until 3 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is recessed until 3 o'clock p.m.
Democratic caucus immediately in room 24. Democratic caucus immediately in room 24.